It's the biggest thing to hit Houston since Yao Ming. Super Bowl 38, Patriots and Panthers, and we're talking about it. Brought to you by Majestic Liquors, Bobcat, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
So no David Doyle for 6 to 8 weeks, huh?
What does that mean for them, do you think? How are they going to ever make up for that loss?
Boy, I don't know. I do not know.
What former great could they bring back out of retirement, do you think?
Well, they're going to retire the number of Wes McLeod in a few weeks, if they haven't done that already. Might want to look at him, although he was a defender. Maybe he's got some forward skills. He was always pretty good on the ball.
But basically, I mean, couldn't you take Zoe the goalie, replace him with him?
No.
Even though he's a goalie? I mean, isn't he that good?
In his day, he was.
What about the Smudger?
No, the Smudger was more of a defensive-minded forward.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough to replace David Doyle, let me tell you.
There's Mike, the soccer fan, speaking.
The greatness of the Smudger. That's right.
I still think you need to do a sidekicks game.
Well, they want me to do PA, and I'm not interested in doing PA.
No, you need to be doing the radio.
I
can't tell you how stupid they are for not letting you do that.
When is the World Cup?
3 years from now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
You mean
it's every 4 years.
It was last year?
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
See, that's how dumb those soccer people are. Have a big event like that. What if you just played the Super Bowl once a year?
No, it wasn't last year.
It was year before last.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't even think it was the year before last.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Okay, well, they had it in 96 and they had it in 2000.
Well, no, that's
not right.
Or
2002. Or was it 98?
2002. Okay, so it's 2 years from this summer.
It's 2006?
Yeah.
So it was in 2002?
Yeah.
Wow, seems like longer than
that.
I'm telling you, that's how dumb those soccer people are. You got a premier event like that, but you only do it once every 4 years. What if they did that with the Super Bowl? Yeah, we're going to play it. We're going to play a championship once every 4 years. That's just nuts.
Next, right, I'm going to get into the World Cup this year.
I'll take that bet.
It's in Germany.
2006 in Germany.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you have with Shaq?
Well, it was last week. Thursday?
Yes, Thursday.
Thursday night, the Lakers were in town. And we get to play this Friday, just for obvious reasons. We had our 10-year deal going on. So I actually got to the arena late. And normally I'm there really early when the Lakers bus lets out and they all go to the locker room together. So I normally meet him.
Do any of the other guys recognize you by now?
Yeah.
Are you buddies with Rick Fox?
No, they get a chuckle out of it all, though. I mean,
but they see you and they know they've seen you before and they know what's about to happen, huh?
Right. And I told you last time, the PR guy, he's new.
Right.
One of the minions, PR minions, was new.
Right, there's the man from Kansas.
Yeah, he sure is, isn't it?
The man from Kansas.
Yeah.
And he started listening to what Shaq and I were doing, the PR guy did, and he walked in, he was like, "Are you okay here, man?" And Shaq's like, "Well, you know, it's cool, we've been doing this for a while." So he's like, "I'm just checking, man, I'm just checking. This is really weird." So he recognized me, and I walk in there, and all the players are in, and there's Shaq sitting there, and his...
So the PR minion recognized you?
Yeah.
And how were you greeted by him?
He's like, "Hey, man, how's it going?"
Okay.
So Shaq's sitting there in his civilian outfit. He ain't playing. Sitting there in his long khakis and a white shirt, and a ring that is pretty much indescribable. It is a Superman ring. Because, you know, he's really into Superman. And it's shaped like the Superman crest. And it has a big S in the middle of it. And it's so big on his hand that it covers three knuckles. That's how big it is.
And he's got a pretty big hand.
It's like a bracelet for most people. And it's platinum. The ring is platinum. And I'm guessing here, and I may be undershooting this by a mile.
I bet that thing's $2,500, maybe $3,000.
Grego, I bet you this costs $75,000 to $100,000.
If it's that big and got that much platinum, that's how much the platinum's worth.
Okay. I bet it had 50 diamonds in it.
Then it's more than...
So it has a lot of diamonds.
He had a lot of diamonds.
It's worth a lot more than $75,000.
It was shocking how big it was. And just trashy looking. But he doesn't care. What does he care? So I go in there.
It's like wearing a nice house on your finger.
It is. A house. And he looks up, and I was like, hey, you look good. You look good in your civilian clothes. And he was like, where you been? I've been waiting for you all night. I was like, sorry, I'm late. So we start to talk. We start to do the interview. We small talk for a while, and then we start to do the interview.
What is small talk with Shaq like? Is it uncomfortable?
How's it going? I asked him how his calf was. No, it's not uncomfortable.
Because he doesn't want to talk basketball with you, does he?
No. But
or injuries. So you probably shouldn't ask him about his calf.
No, I was like, you doing all right? He's like, hey, I'll be back soon. Don't worry about it. I was like, all right, cool.
Did they ask you about your wife or anything?
Yeah.
Because he always does that, doesn't he?
And he brought her up this time within the interview. Matter of fact, I asked him where he got that ring, and he's like, your wife bought it for me. I was like, yeah. Right. So we start to do the interview, and...
Has Julie ever met him?
Uh-uh.
Probably don't want to introduce him, because what if he wanted her?
Well,
he could take her.
Yuck.
He could take her.
The cameras start to surround us again. And I asked him, I go, hey, can we do this back in the training room? That way we can just avoid it, because we did it last time in the training room. And he was like, man, he's like, I've already been back there. There's too many people. And so right when we start doing the interview, here come the cameras. And he looks at him, and he was like, you know what? And he pulls me close to him, and he whispers in my ear. He's like, go down the hallway as far as you can and take a right, the first right you can, and just sit there, and I'll be there in a minute. I was like, all right. So I get up and leave, walk out there, and around.
Now, who are these cameras?
Don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, is this LA TV?
I didn't recognize them. So it may have been. It must have been. Because I think I'd recognize
them. They travel with local media?
Probably when they're that hurt or they're looking for something, anything, and he won't talk to them. It may have been local. No idea. So I go around there. I walk down about 100 feet and... turn the corner and sit down, and, probably 2 minutes later, here he comes, he's walking with his chair, sets his chair down.
Walked with his chair?
Yes, he brought his chair out.
I wonder what he told those other reporters, because everyone gets up with a chair.
I don't know.
Looks like Steve Martin in The Jerk, bringing his chair down the hall.
In his thermos. So, the only thing you need to know about this is that he made a movie called Kazam when he first came into the NBA.
Oh, that was a bad movie.
Which was about a superhero basketball player or something like that. And that the owner of the Lakers, Jerry Buss, his daughter is dating Phil Jackson. That's all you need to know.
All right, let's listen to Cobra and Shaq.
Well, okay, what did I see on TV about your getting married or something? I know you got married, but it was on television. What was that?
It was Inside Edition, me getting married, and your wife was very upset because I was supposed to marry her first, but she was messing around with you, so tell your wife I'm sorry.
I'm not sure my wife could handle you. I'm not sure. Although I think she's about the same. How tall is your wife?
5'10", I think.
She's 5'10"?
About 5'4", 5'4".
Well, I'm glad you know about your wife.
5'4".
All right. And you live in the most ridiculous house. I'll get to that in a minute. I saw that on MTV. I almost wanted to jump through the screen. All right, are you ready for some wonderfully sick questions?
Of course I am.
It's good. All right.
I was in the mall today in Frisco, and they said, I love when you do the crazy interview with that guy.
You're kidding. It doesn't work. All you can do is pee out of it, all right? To make it work again, you have to make out seriously with a gorilla for 10 minutes.
Deal. I'll do that.
Done?
Done.
Feel her up a little bit?
Albino gorilla, though. She got to be the white one, because those are the prettiest ones.
Good. You're into bestiality. It's fabulous. All right. Your mom is going to pop up in every one of your self-gratification sessions. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
She's going to pop up in the middle of it at every time, unless you watch your mom and dad have sex. Would you do it? One or the other?
Well, I watch her says no.
You wouldn't watch her?
No.
So every time that you're messing around down there, your mom pops up and says, Shaq, put your pants on. Okay. Done?
Done.
All right. You're going to lose every game for the rest of your career unless you move Michael Jackson into your house for the next 2 years.
All right, that's easy.
You do that, and you have to tell everybody he's just your little buddy and you're protecting him and everything.
No problem. That's easy.
You're sick. You are freaking sick. You go totally broke 100% broke. You have no penny. You have no freaking 90-carat Superman ring on your finger. Unless you try to bang your owner's daughter.
I can't do that one.
Why?
Because somebody might get mad. Somebody in our organization.
Maybe your coach?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
So you're going to go broke?
Yeah.
All right. All right, to end the Middle East conflict, you have to call timeout in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Walk up to center court, drop your pants, and take a dump. And not explain, just, it'll end the next day, but you can't explain why you did that. But peace in the Middle East will reign forever if you take a dump at center court.
Dennis Rodman will do that one, because he wants to end his last game playing naked or some.
Well, I'm asking you if you do it. I don't care about Dennis.
Well, I took a dump. No, I wouldn't take my dump.
In AP, peace forever.
Because my dumps during games are real wet. I always have diarrhea during games, so I wouldn't want it to run down court.
People slip on it. All right, for $10, would you try to enter Kazam into the Sundance Film Festival?
Of course I would. That's a classic.
Yeah, that's a classic. Are you proud of that, by the way?
Actually, I am.
All right. Okay. Would you rather have 2 feet taken off your height? So you'd be what, like 5 foot tall?
Yeah.
4'11"?
5'1".
All right, so you have 2 feet taken off your height, or you keep your current height, but you can only have sex with women who are your own weight.
All right, that's cool. Big women need love, too.
What do you weigh?
342.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. You're a better man than I. All right, to kill Bin Laden, you have to get double D's planted into your chest. Did you do it? And they stay there forever. But you kill Bin Laden, and you can't explain why.
No, it's not.
You have to do that.
I can't do it. Sorry. What's up?
Okay, how about B's?
Bob.
You say you're working out real heavy.
No, I'm sorry.
All right. Your kid is going to grow up. He's going to win the Heisman. One of your kids is going to grow up. He's going to win the Heisman. He's going to win the Nobel Peace Prize. But you are going to audibly fart every 5 seconds for the rest of your life.
What's the deal?
You do that? You just sit there and fart so your kid win the Heisman and the Nobel Peace Prize?
I fart all day. My head just smells like shit.
All right, you pass. All right, bro. You sticking out?
Yeah.
All right, man.
He loves that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it's not that he likes to answer those questions. He just wants to know what you come up with.
Right. That's pretty much the gist of it.
He just likes the goofiness of it all.
Yeah. He was so excited, too. He's like, wait. And he wanted to tell me that story so bad about someone stopping him in the mall. Because he told me that off the air, off the mic. He's like, I got to do that within the interview so everybody knows, you know?
Wow. All right. So very good. Is that all you got? Didn't you have another little ancillary item?
Yeah, we're not going to play it, though.
Oh, we're not? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. There is Cobra and Shaq. The Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola is next here on The Ticket.